Cattle trade to kick off the week was all based off the Cattle on Feed report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Kicking off the week at the close of the market day on Monday, we saw cattle $1 to $2 higher across live and $2 to $3 probably across feeder cattle. We did have a Cattle on Feed report out last Friday, and Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says that was the main contributor to the support behind the cattle.
Yeah, no, definitely back to last Friday's reports, you know, a bullish cattle on feed report with a placement number sharply lower than everyone anticipated. Almost all the numbers were lower than anticipated. So, yeah, the herd is just small. Inventory is small. Supplies are small. Demand is still good.
Dwayne says that maybe he was just a tad bit disappointed on the market on Monday.
I can't believe I'm saying that with a market that closed up about $1.60 in that October contract, like you mentioned. But, yeah, maybe just a touch disappointed. There were some thoughts that we could even go a limit higher today in the markets because of this bullish report. So, yeah, like I said, slightly disappointed. Still very good. Box beef was up at midday.
Dwayne says there was some national news over the weekend that could have put a damper on the rally they thought the cattle market would have Monday.
Over the weekend, there was some articles, some national media that did talk about the price of meat getting high and what that does to the U.S. pocketbook type thing. So maybe just a little bit of some trader pullback, maybe just a little bit of concern of like, you know, will there be a pullback? You know, hamburger prices have increased, obviously, in grocery stores. Is it to the point where we're rationing demand yet? It doesn't feel like it. Demand still remains strong. We also had cash cattle fairly close to steady money last week, was just still around that high 240 area. So a very strong market. We just don't know how strong and how far we should push it.
Dwayne will be back on with his market expertise on Thursday at the 1:30 commodity wrap. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.